The price of violating cosmic laws. Dear brothers and sisters, I want everyone to learn from my mistakes and avoid making the same ones. I was compelled to write because I violated the laws of the cosmic powers. I want to warn and protect many people walking the spiritual path from similar mistakes. My acquaintance with the Great Egregore and its mentors has lasted only a year and a half. The first time I attended a seminar was after returning from a European country where I was healing people. I must confess, and let this be my repentance, that the main goal was not personal growth, but earning money. Indeed, that trip brought me more than I ever dreamed of earning. At the same time, I noticed signs of a serious illness in myself. But there was a seminar, and there were great mentors. I turned to them for help. Their response was unusual. They forbade me from healing. At first, I was upset. How can this be? I earned so much money from this, and now I have to stop. But the illness, increasingly frightening me, forced me to follow the mentor's advice. For 4 months, I stopped healing, and my illness disappeared. By the way, during those 4 months, I also organized a seminar in the area where I lived. As I was told, this act served as the trigger for my healing. The next stage of my life involved another trip abroad, where despite the prohibition, I continued healing. My earnings fell, and at the same time, I somehow sensed that I needed the very things I was advising the sick. I also realized that they saw through my lies. But the thirst for profit was stronger. I thought I would organize another seminar, and my merits would allow me to be on a higher level. But fewer people came. And it even seemed to me that they stopped believing in me. So I returned home. At home, things also worsened. I realized that I urgently needed to meet with a spiritual mentor. As always wise, outwardly cheerful, and inwardly strict, he said I had problems. Yes. My illness reappeared, though I did not want to admit it. Again, lying. In the presence of the mentor, all lies, even hidden ones, become evident. I was scared. Look, what do you see? You are a clairvoyant, said the mentor. I saw my death. I saw the family for whom I was striving. The mentor asked, "Is there a place for God in your visions?" I, possessing clairvoyance, did not see the light.
But what is this? Why? I was striving to do good for people.
Was that really so? Were you thinking about God at that moment? Or about money? Or about your family? Remember, what you sow, so shall you reap. The ground disappeared from under my feet. If there is no God in a person, then there is the devil.
That's who took hold of me. That's what I created with my thoughts, lies, covering all this with the illusion of doing good for people. How could this be? Did I live in the illusion of helping people all this time? I grasped at the last straw.
Look at yourself realistically. Where do you spend your earnings? To buy a car, marry off your son, buy more material things. And I have nothing, everything I came to you with is from God, and I can give it to you if I see the necessity. But can you give everything you have to God, or at least leave it and go serve God? Well, a difficult task, but you need to solve it as soon as possible. When you were first forbidden to heal, it was already a sign that something was wrong. You noticed it, but didn't correct it. There were other signs you did not see. How much can God tolerate? Although He is patient, He tries to teach each person to find God within themselves sooner or later. But people don't want it sooner. And later, they don't have time. And the price is higher. Sometimes the price is life itself. Choose. You have one last chance.
I asked the mentor to provide me with energetic assistance. I could not even determine if I had made a decision or not, but support was coming. Life ahead or death, the choice is mine.
You need to take a step towards God, and He will take 5 steps towards you.
I heard the mentor's last words. Then he disappeared, to reappear at the right moment.
Do you want to know more?
Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website, www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.